Let me ask you something. What if every dream you've ever had, every wild, strange, beautiful, or terrifying dream, suddenly became real for one day? Everything you've imagined while you slept, alive, right here, right now. This is Echoes from the Peak. Imagine waking up one morning and realizing the world outside your window isn't quite right. The sky has color, but it has color you've never seen before. The one that only exists in dreams. The streets are familiar, but different. Maybe your childhood home is sitting across from your office building. Maybe someone you lost years ago is standing in your kitchen, smiling like they never left. Every dream you've ever had, the good ones, the bad ones, the forgotten ones, all of them have crossed over. The monster from that nightmare, it's out there, somewhere. The love you lost, but still see in your sleep, they're real again, and with you. The places that never existed, the mountain made of glass, the house with endless rooms, they're all here, and they're waiting for you. For one day, your dreams are the world that you live in. Would you go outside? Or would you stay in bed and hope it all fades before it gets too real? At first, it sounds magical, doesn't it? Flying through the sky, meeting heroes, living the impossible. But then it hits you. We don't just dream about the things that we want. We dream about what we fear. We dream about loss, about guilt. We dream about things that we cannot face in the daylight. And if those dreams came alive too, would you finally confront them? Or would you spend that one day running from them? I mean, think about how strange that would be. A world where every person's dreams spill out at once. Your neighbor's nightmares are walking down the street. Your coworker's large structure of a fantasy city rising up in the distance. You see someone flying. You see someone crying. You see someone's hiding from something that doesn't even exist, except now it does. Would we help each other through it? Or would we turn inward, protecting ourselves from everyone else's chaos? And what about the dreams that come from the longing? You know, the people we miss. The lives we imagine we could have had. If those became real for a single day, would you try to hold on? Would you beg the dream to please stay? Or would you let it go, knowing that it was never meant to last? I think about it sometimes. I mean, think about how much of our lives are built from dreams. We call them different things. We call them goals, visions, plans. But really, it's all the same thing. They're pieces of imagination that we try to make real. And if every dream came true for just one day, maybe it would remind us how powerful that our imagination really is. How close we already are to turning thoughts into reality. Every time we create something, love someone, take a risk, or start again. Maybe that dream day would show us everything we've been avoiding. But more importantly, everything we've been capable of all along. But then again, maybe it would teach us why dreams only visit us at night. Because sometimes what we dream isn't meant to live in daylight. Maybe it's meant to guide us, not define us. So if every dream you had became real tomorrow, what would you do? Would you chase it? Or would you finally see the beauty in letting some dreams stay? Let them stay as they are. Whether they're fleeting, whether they're mysterious, whether they're safe, that's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If every dream you had became real tomorrow, what would you do? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.